Everybody jump, jump, jump.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. A good Friday, one and all. Taz of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike and Pete across the other side at the controls, Bogish with your updates as we take it right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Yes, sir, indeed. Sirius and XM 206 app as well. Check out all of our great affiliates all across the country. We thank them for taking our show each and every day, Monday through Friday. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, Moose. Good. Good here. It's a good Friday we got going on. We got a lot to talk about with the hoops. And also, we got a special guest in studio.
Yeah, Ice Cube's going to join us in studio. Big three. We know they're in the area this weekend, right? I mean,
yeah.
And certainly promoting that, and had an unbelievable music career, and legendary rapper, actor. I mean, has done it all. Has Ice Cube, and been uber successful. So he'll join us a little later on in the program in studio, coming your way, third and final hour, right around 8:25 a.m. Eastern time. He's going to be here in studio.
Yeah, looking forward.
Looking forward to that conversation.
It's gonna be
and
good. Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, we get it going on this Friday morning. I mean, thank God for the NBA.
You
only had one basketball game last night. Russell Westbrook is not a member of the Miami Heat, but is a member of the Houston Rockets after a big trade last night, in which the Thunder get first-round picks in 2024 and 2026, pick swaps in 21 and 25. They trade Chris Paul from the Rockets to the Thunder, and Russell Westbrook is now a member of the Houston Rockets.
It's crazy, right? I mean, I tell you, man, we talked a lot about the strong potential of Westbrook being a member of the Miami Heat. Well, that didn't happen. So I don't know about you, Moose. I didn't think this was going down. I was surprised. Were you surprised when it
first? I wasn't stunned because I heard the Rockets were interested. I just didn't think the Thunder would take Chris Paul.
Right. Well, true. That shocked me too.
Right. So I didn't know how the Rockets. You know, we heard a lot that the Rockets were interested in Jimmy Butler, but you know, Jimmy Butler went to Miami, and also he didn't want to go back home, and there wasn't really any kind of inconceivable way for the Houston Rockets to get Jimmy Butler. Unless they're pairing off quality players, the Philadelphia 76ers, so in a sign and trade type of a deal. Now, I wasn't stunned, Taz, because I read a report. I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't stunned. I was surprised. I read a report. I would say around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Saying I forget who wrote it, what NBA writer wrote it,
right.
But saying that the. The belief among executives in the NBA that it's just basically a matter of time until Russell Westbrook's a member of the Miami Heat. Mm, and then, right around 8:30 Eastern, I think it was 8:26 Eastern time, 7:26 Central, that's 5:26 Pacific.
Oh, you nailed them all.
The trade does come down, and Russell Westbrook is now a member of the Houston Rockets, which is it doesn't come without a fair amount of, I would say, questions in terms of how it is indeed going to work down in Houston. And we'll get to all those. But, yeah, I kind of believed that he was going to end up in Miami. I thought the show was going to end up in Miami. But I knew the Rockets were interested and were trying to get him. You knew Detroit was interested in trying to get him. There was no buzz, even though people want to try and generate buzz, about whether the Knicks were involved. But I just didn't see the path in which the Rockets were going to be able to get him and still pair off and be able to pair off what is a god-awful contract in 34-year-old Chris Paul.
Yeah, no, but the cool thing for Houston is now obviously the pairings back together again. These guys are riding again, Harden and Westbrook, and we'll see. You know, the thing too with Westbrook, you know, he's an alpha male. He's a machine on the court. He's just a workhorse. Everybody knows that. And he's used to it kind of being his team, and that's not the case now. So we'll see how that works out, because that's James Harden's team, the Rockets. So, but you know what? I got a funny feeling, Moose. I think these guys will be able to gel together. you know, as it did in the past years ago. I think it's really good right here for the Rockets. If you're a Rocket fan, aren't you happy?
I don't think you're
CP3 is 34 years old. See you later.
You just got younger.
Right.
There's no doubt. You bring in a player in Westbrook who hasn't, you know, won a lot in terms of in the playoffs. You know, went to the NBA Finals, what was it, 2012, when they went to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And that was a young Thunder team led by the trio of Durant and Westbrook and James Harden,
right,
who was coming off the bench and being instant offense and everything. And they lose to LeBron and the Miami Heat in those NBA Finals. And then when a couple months later was James Harden being dealt and Sam Presti ultimately making the poor choice and pairing off James Harden. And after they had re-signed and signed Serge Ibaka. But, Taz, the concern you'd have is not – I'm not looking at personalities because they both wanted it, reportedly.
Right.
They both have a history together. So and they both played together before. So I think, though, I don't look at it in terms of personalities clashing. I think it's games. I mean, that would be the reservation that I would have is the Westbrook-Harden game. I mean, they're both two ball-dominant guards.
Right, right.
There's only one ball on the court.
I know.
The Rockets usually play where, you know, it's Harden with the ball in his hands, and then they've got four shooters that are set up behind the three-point line. So either Harden's getting to the lane, shooting the three, going to the free throw line, or dishing out to the likes of, a Gordon or a Tucker to shoot a three. That can't be the case. Russell Westbrook shot 29% from behind the arc a year ago. He's not a great three-point shooter. So the adjustment that's going to need to be made here, where you have two players that are so ball-oriented and having the ball in their hands, can they be productive as offensive players? Now, there's for the Houston Rockets, it's a gamble we're taking because just like, you know, Sam Presti came to the realization, not Sam Presti, Daryl Morey came to the realization here, Taz, is that the Rockets weren't winning. Weren't going to win with Chris Paul and James Harden.
Right.
So even if the gamble doesn't work per se, it's a gamble you have to take because you weren't winning the other way. So
right.
Why continue the path the other way if you can maybe shake things up? And I know people are saying, well, the Rockets look like a desperate team. They are, right? I mean,
well, yeah, of course.
They're trying to win a championship. You know, they haven't won a title. They're seeing a wide-open NBA. They're trying to get themselves to the NBA Finals. They want to win that Larry O'Brien trophy.
Right,
of course,
right.
They should be desperate.
If
and that doesn't bother me, Taz.
Me neither.
And they're also trying to do something different because they realize the path they've gone down the past couple years does not work. So if you realize it doesn't work and Paul and Harden don't see eye to eye and they're not getting along and they're not talking, then you've got to do something to change things up, and that's what the Rockets have done.
Right, exactly. And everybody thinks, oh, my God, the Rockets are a desperate team. Listen, if you're no matter what sport, when you're a sports fan of a certain team and your team's not sitting at the top of the heap in said sport, you want your to the point you're making moves, you want your team to be desperate. You want that sense of urgency. You want that passion. You know what I mean? As
yeah.
as a fan, right? As someone who's spending money on merchandise or tickets, you want a team that's trying to win in the offseason and get the components to win. And I think that's what Houston did here. You know, and getting an older, you know, beat up and whatever, just past his prime, CP3 out of the way, and now you slip in Westbrook, who's just an animal on the court. But to your point about one ball, you know, it's Harden and Westbrook, there's one ball. They're both ball-dominant guys, as you said, and you're exactly right. And that ball, I don't think that changes. I mean, meaning that I think the ball is going to continue to go through Harden's hands. That ball is going through Harden.
Yeah.
He's a better shooter. He's better, more points. Just
well,
a better,
he is,
you know.
But unless Westbrook's ineffective. I mean, then you've got to maybe change some things up as well because you want to make sure that you get, you know, the best of Russell Westbrook, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, so if listen, it's James Harden's team. We know that.
Yeah,
he's established himself down in Houston.
That's my point, yeah.
You know, I don't disagree with you there, Taz, but I think there's also going to have to be a little give by both players. I don't think James Harden can play the same way he's played for the last handful of years with Westbrook, and I don't think Westbrook can play the same way that he has played for the majority of his career with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think both guys have got to give in a little bit. And if they want to win, they'll give in.
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
I'm not telling you a lot, but I'm just saying there's going to have to be an adjustment.
Right,
because
right.
You want to make sure if you're both players, I mean, what's the point of wanting to play together if I don't want to, you know, if I don't want to get the best out of you on a day-in, day-out
sure.
basis, if you don't want to get the best out of me on a day-in, day-out basis, if there's no kind of give and take a little bit, then what's the point? I mean, you gotta be able to do that if you're a star player. And I think they'll do it. I think that'll be okay. I'm just – the other thing I'm concerned about is the D'Antoni system where he's so – where they look right. at the statistics and they're so reliant on the three-point shot. Westbrook's not a good three-point shooter.
Well, he's just coming off his worst season since, I think, 2010, hitting 29% of his three-pointers. I'm not a stats guy, Moose, but, you know, I'll nail some stats at times.
Yes.
But,
yeah,
so there it is. I mean, so to your point – you know, with the 3-point, I mean, that's the thing where Harden, he just hits 3-pointers in his sleep. You know what I mean? That's
and
what it feels like.
He takes them, right.
He does. He's unbelievable.
I but mean, the Rockets' value as an offense, the 3-point shot, Westbrook's game is not the 3-point shot.
Right. No,
is that
it's not.
Concerning?
I
yeah, I think that would be a little concerning. Listen, I think all the heat was surrounding the Heat getting Russell Westbrook, right? So I think it probably caught a lot of people by surprise, you know, you and I included,
right.
that all of a sudden he's a member of the Houston Rockets. I think. The timing of it, Taz, of it as well. The fact that it happened as quickly as it did. I mean, you're looking at the span of 7 or 8 days. Look at the Oklahoma City Thunder of where they were, oh. you know, a week and a half ago to where they are now. You know, they've got two stars in Westbrook and George. They've got one guy who was a former MVP, one guy that almost won the MVP this year in Paul George before he hurt both of his shoulders. And now you're looking at not a complete rebuild, but tearing down of what has been the face of Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. And those stars are now spread out in
yep.
two other locations. One, Houston, the other, Los Angeles Clippers.
Absolutely. That's the tough thing if you're an OKC fan. You know, you enjoyed some success for sure, and then it's like these guys are just – I saw a thing on Instagram. I don't remember if it was – I don't know who put it out. I just one of the big sports outlets. Not wasn't CBS Sports. One of the other ones, and it was like four photos. It was like as each guy left, and then the last photo they were all like in front of a white background, and the last photo was just a solid white square. Like they're all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like sad. It just had the OKC logo on it.
Well, what could have been.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
like,
what
wow.
could have been in Oklahoma City if they made the right choice at the time and decided to spend on James Harden instead of trading him away to the Houston Rockets, where you had Harden, Durant, and Westbrook. I mean, they won. Any
yeah.
organization at that stage would have said, well, we won, instead of pairing one of the guys off and deciding as a franchise that we don't want to spend the extra money
right.
to give Harden that kind of a contract, pay into the luxury tax, pay, you know, in essence, it got a little cheap.
Right.
And it
right.
cost them.
Well, you look
they
at
never
Toronto,
won a championship.
Like this past season with Toronto, where they wanted to keep Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know, they knew they had the right formula. They knew Kawhi was the right guy to be the top guy. You know, they know Lowry's not going to take it to the promised land. So let's try to keep Kawhi and do our best efforts and roll out the red carpet. And so you can't blame, you know, you can't blame the Raptors, you know, where, to your point, it's a little different. What happened with OKC back
right.
in the day.
Right, and
yeah.
for the Thunder now, for Chris Paul is, you know, he's not long for Oklahoma City, all right? He's not going to be playing the last 3 years of that contract out in Oklahoma City. He's 34 years of age, Taz. He does want to win.
There's a chance he might not even that's where I'm a little sketchy. Not sketchy, a little. Isn't there a chance where he might get moved before he even plays for them?
Well, like, that's what I was just saying.
Okay,
yeah. No,
sorry,
I was saying I don't think he's going to play for Oklahoma City. I agree with you.
I think you said for long. Like
no,
I think you meant like.
I don't mean. I said he's not long for Oklahoma City.
Okay. yeah, you know, sometimes on a Friday I get a little.
No,
crazy.
That's all right. I was just saying the same thing. You're like. Hey, Moose, I don't even think he's going to play for Oklahoma City. I go,
right.
Yeah, no, I was just
I
saying
you.
That.
No problem.
Next question.
All right, no problem.
Thanks very much.
Hello.
I was like, is my mic working?
Yeah, it's too many chair shots.
Bilotti shut it off.
I had a lot, you know what I mean?
Yes, no. It's really going to come via trade. That's the only way. Anyone that's waking up on this Friday morning and say, well, just buy him out. They're not going to do that.
Mm.
They're not going to buy him out. They wouldn't buy out Carmelo Anthony. You know, they tried to dump that salary. So they're not going to spend what does he have left on it? $141 million? Is it that more? Is $124 million? They have the same exact contract for the next 3 years. They're getting to pay the same amount in total for the next 3 years. So Oklahoma City is not going to buy it out.
Right.
It's a bad contract. For Paul because he hasn't played, you know, a full complement of games in more than 3 years. So that's a problem. We know he got banged up 2 years ago in the playoffs when they were up 3-2.
124.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Taz. $124 million. Both players are making the same amount of money over the next 3 years. And they can't even. I was listening to Ryan McDonough last night on SiriusXM NBA Radio, right? Former executive with the Phoenix Suns, right? The son of the legendary NFL writer, Will McDonough, right? Mm. He was saying that they can't even waive and stretch it over 9 years. Say they wanted to just do that, right? And get rid of Chris Paul and waive and stretch it over 9 years. He's like, they can't even do that because he's more than 15% of the cap. So Oklahoma City is going to try and find a home for Chris Paul. Reportedly, Sam Presti wanted to try and find a third team to take Paul, but they couldn't find that third team. I think a lot of NBA franchises are probably thinking, well, it's a push comes to shove, you know, they'll buy him out. I don't think Oklahoma City. I'd be surprised based on their history if OKC is buying out Chris Paul. I think they'll end up trading him.
I'm with you, man. That's a tough thing all the way around. Because if you're Paul, it's a little bit embarrassing if you think about it. Like, he's not, you know, he's 34 years old.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he can still shoot a little bit, but he's just not the player. I mean, nowhere near that he was. And that's a lot of money to take, you know, to dial into with a guy that age who's not really, he's kind of like in the twilight of his career and deep into the twilight. So, yeah, that's $124 million spread out. That's a lot of money any way you stretch it.
Well, any way you cut it. So, you know, the reports are is that Miami does have some interest in Chris Paul. You know, we'll see. You know, they've got some bad contracts that they'd like to dump. You know, Goran Dragic is being one of them. You know, Kelly Olynyk is being another one, Taz. So, you know, maybe he ends up with the Miami Heat. I don't know. There's some people that are trying to push for him to get to Los Angeles and play with LeBron James and the Lakers. There is that out there. The difference in the contract, I should say, Paul does have a player option for that fourth year, which is $47 million. So you think about that. There is aside from the player option,
right?
As Biseglia laughs at me across the way. Aside from the player option, the contracts are the same. But that $47 million player option, which you know at that stage, Paul will be 37 years of age. He's taking the $47 million.
Oh, you damn right he is. It'd be interesting if CP3 ended up in Miami with Jimmy Butler. I don't know. I feel like that's not going to happen. With Miami, who's with Jimmy Butler? I mean, they got the kid coming in. What's his name? Tyler Hero.
Yeah, from Kentucky. Right,
he's real good.
Big guys with short arms.
Right. I'm a short guy with long arms. Different story. But so who else? Right now, Jimmy Butler, he's kind of... I'm trying to think with Miami. I don't think there's anybody there.
Well, they've got Bam, the former Kentucky star as low.
Like we talked about, we did a BCS yesterday with all these big dynamic duos.
No.
There almost was. Right?
Yeah, there was one almost between the two of them, between Westbrook and Jimmy Butler. But no, it did not transpire. It did not happen. You know, for Houston, you got to try something different. I think it works for them. You know, they're not going to care about what that first round pick is in 2024 and 2026. Swapping picks. You know, they're hoping to be an NBA champion here in the next couple of years, and that Westbrook helps deliver that along with James Harden, Taz. So for them, it's a gamble that does make sense. And for Oklahoma City, they go into the rebuild. But, you know, the people are going to look at all those first-round assets that they do have and say, well, you're getting those picks from teams that are going to be pretty damn good. Now, 2026, who knows what the Rockets are 7 years down the line.
Right.
You know, that 7 years from now, Russell Westbrook's 37, 38 years of age. Who knows if he's even still in Houston? And you don't know about James Harden. So that pick might be a lottery pick. I mean, it could conceivably be. I mean, it could be a top 12 pick. Who knows? But I think for Houston, for Daryl Morey, who continues the chase for the championship, what you have to do is you got to love the fact that he is able to get creative and be able to change things up, and he certainly did that with the handling of Russ.
Right, for sure. And it's interesting. I was reading it early this morning. What was it? Sportsline's projection. They actually have the Rockets after this trade slightly worse. How weird is that? I'm surprised at that.
I don't
buy into that stuff that much. Personally.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's funny. It's like you look at Houston, and after last season, we basically closed the window on them winning a championship.
Right, right.
And I certainly did, Taz. I don't know. You know, I looked at them. I no longer looked at them as being a champion. I didn't think they were good enough, right?
Right.
And we talked about D'Antoni and the coaching situation. And a lot of people looked at it and said, well, Houston, you know, they've got to do some things to change it up. Morey coming out and saying that, you know, everybody on his roster is available via trade. They make this move and people are like, ah, you know what, they're not that much better, which is nonsense.
Right.
No, well, which is nonsense because they are better. You know why? Because the window's back open.
Right.
Because you had Westbrook here. He's younger than Paul. You know you weren't winning it with Paul.
He's a better player.
And he's a better. And right. Now you've thrown into the equation, Taz, the opportunity to potentially win a championship. So don't come on and tell me, well, as you mentioned on Sportsline, CBS Sportsline, saying, well, they're worse or
right, right.
Their number hasn't moved or their odds haven't moved in Vegas. To me, it changes. My perception and expectations for the Rockets
exactly.
have changed. So I don't care what they're going to tell me statistically. It has changed.
It has changed, and you're right. And also, and you know this, I mean, you're talking about not one, but two major draws into that arena. And merchandise sales and this number zero jersey that Westbrook will be rocking, that's gonna sell big. Look, I know he's not a big off-ball player. I get that. Meaning Westbrook, they're going to have to figure that out. I think him and James Harden are both great professionals, and they'll figure out how to play together and win together. They will figure that out. You know, we could all speculate right now, but at the end of the day, it comes down to these two guys in the gym with the door closed, figuring out with their teammates. So,
well, and I think they will. Harden reportedly wanted Westbrook. You know, Westbrook warmed and liked the idea of playing once again with James Harden. As everyone was running around chasing the Miami rumor, there was Daryl Morey working behind the scenes to try and get Westbrook to the Rockets. And Taz, here's one thing that we talk about how it might not work, right?
Right.
Here's how it does work for the Rockets. What have we talked about with James Harden in the postseason, late in games, where he looks exhausted?
He's gassed. Right.
He looks taxed.
Right.
He's playing the majority of the games in the regular season, right? He's missed their 30-plus point man per night, right? He's doing all these things. He's having unbelievable offensive nights. All the offensive pressure is on him on a nightly basis. What does the acquisition of Russell Westbrook do for Houston? What it does do is it takes that pressure off of James Harden to be the guy every single night. So you know what that might mean come the playoffs in the NBA and the Western Conference, Taz? I might have a fresher James Harden. And if I have a fresher James Harden come the postseason, Taz, I've got a better James Harden.
Right. I agree with you because you got a guy like Westbrook who will loosen that up to the point you make it. Because Westbrook, I mean, when I hear the name Russell Westbrook, what I think about is motor. M-O-T-O-R, motor. His motor, when he plays, he's nonstop. I'm going to exaggerate for a second, just humor me, Moose. The guy doesn't get tired when he plays. He just does it. That's what it seems like. He's in an amazing condition. He just keeps on going. And he goes hard to the end of the game. And I think that to your point, that really helps a guy like Harden. And look at the rebounds. I mean, you know, you got Russell Westbrook. I think this past season was like 9th or 10th in rebounds. He's going to get you the ball. You know what I mean?
He's
a hard worker out there,
and
man.
And I'm hoping that my other star is a lot fresher in the postseason than he has been. Because I don't need him to score 35, 36 points per night. I'm not going to need that. Not with Westbrook on the team. And Westbrook is a more dynamic offensive player for the Chris Paul. So, Taz, for me, I agree with you. That's where it does work. And you know, here's the other thing. You know Westbrook is going to be supremely motivated playing back with his buddy James Harden.
Absolutely. You know, I just had an idea. You know what I think might be great for you? Say goodbye to those miserable Knicks. The Moose just became a Houston Rocket fan.
No, Mark, I'm not a D'Antoni guy.
Perfect. Oh, okay, well, then that's not going to work.
Well, no. Taz, I can't do it. I'm still going to be a Knicks fan. But I know. I'm interested in, you know, look at the Western Conference now of all the focus West.
Dude.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Maybe I should become a Rocket fan.
I'll tell you.
Their logo's nice.
The
Jackson's
logo's cool.
Favorite color. My oldest son is red.
He loves red.
He loves red.
Yeah,
there
no.
it goes.
They, you know, and Houston's a great town.
Great town.
It's an A market. It's a
no
top
doubt.
Market. I mean,
they have a great Brazilian steakhouse in Houston.
They have a couple of them there, my man. I've actually been to one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one thing with Houston, I will say on a side note, you know, you've been there, right?
Yes.
It's such a big city. It's kind of spread.
Oh, very spread.
Right, isn't it kind of like gapped? And yeah,
very spread out. I don't disagree with you. But I went to Brazilian Steakhouse. There. It was great.
Yeah, fantastic. if you're ever out there, if you have never had Brazilian Steakhouse, just if you're going to go, make sure you're not hungry because you will be stuffed and you'll be sick of meat after it.
Well, right, you'll have the meat sweats.
You will have the meat sweats. By the way, quick note before we go to break. Houston, you know, quick backstory on me. My first experience in radio was in Houston.
Oh, really? What,
Michael
what
Cole
show?
And I did, we filled in on a morning show there. These guys were on during Christmas time years ago. We were doing SmackDown there, and Michael Cole knew, it was for Clear Channel.
Nice.
And he knew, because he broke in radio after Syracuse.
So you did the morning show.
We did the morning show. We never done radio at all. We did the whole week.
Oh, that's great.
These guys were on vacation, so they had us fill in.
That's cool.
Cole was buddies with the GM at the station.
And he asked you the guys to come in.
Yeah, so Cole asked me, I'm like, dude, I've never done radio in my life. And
did you do it on the cuff or you got paid?
No, come on, please deal with it, please.
I did it on the cuff.
No, we did. No, we were going to do it on the cuff, and then what happened was, no, they took care of
our hotel. Someone say, if you do something well, you don't do something for free.
Right. They took care of our hotel, and we were prepared to do it on the cuff, but then they did throw us a few shekels, you know what I mean? But it was great. And I said, you know
what? That's awesome.
I was nervous to do it, but Cole had experience, and then, of course, I was a natural moose. You know that. I mean,
here we go. You can't just, like, you know, just be honest.
Just leave it alone, right?
You just got to, like...
No, it was hard. Okay, the side.
Right.
It was,
the wolves got to go.
Dude, I realized it's a lot harder than TV.
The protective barrier.
No, okay, the side. Dude, I realized quick. No joke, it was a lot harder than
hard.
TV.
Yeah, it's
and we were doing
easy.
Guy Talk. It wasn't sports
jokes.
Oh,
that's great. But that's good. But that's fun. What year was this?
This was 2000... I don't know. Pete the Body probably knows. Oh. It was 2004-ish, three.
Pete, when did Taz do morning... Mornings in Houston for a week.
Way back.
I mean,
I think it was
the guy who did it doesn't remember, but Pete Bellotti.
Early 2000s. Right. Come on, Pete, you're slipping.
Right, I mean, Pete, what did I eat yesterday? It's okay. Taz in the Moose.
It's what's your name? It's my assistant. Like.
On Harden and Westbrook, and now down in Houston, you think it'll work? Were you stunned by the news that gets dropped last night? The Woj bomb at 8:26 Eastern Time. That Russell Westbrook is a Houston Rocket. Your thoughts? 855-212-4227. Taz Moose on a busy Friday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS.
I got him.
That's 855-212-4227.
Yeah, I realized something when I got in today, dude. I beat you in here by a minute. And you know what happened? I think I screwed everybody over again with the donuts.
You didn't, though.
Well, Pete the Body attacked me when I walked in and said, I got donuts, I got donuts, I got donuts, I got donuts, I got donuts. And then I'm thinking, isn't it my week to buy donuts? And there was a sigh in the studio. There was like a.
Well, you can buy them next week. There's always other Fridays.
I know, but I got to remember to bring cash. Pete, you got to text me during the week. Remember to bring cash.
Yeah, right, Pete. Start to run Taz's life.
He already is, Moose. How are you missing this? Pete bought donuts today because it was Taz's day.
Good point.
Stop.
I think that's a good point.
That's why he bought them.
I'll run Taz's tab from now
on. Next time, buy the donuts and say I bought them.
Come on.
And my competition.
I mean,
seriously.
You can buy donuts next week. I'll be out, but you can buy donuts next week for the crew.
No. You got to be. I will not buy donuts unless you're here. I'm not buying.
I mean, I'm sure Taz went right to the donuts and grabbed the only Boston cream.
I actually didn't. It was so early.
I'm sure you did.
It's actually all Boston cream since Pete bought it for Taz. During the break, I will beat you to that Boston
cream. I'm sure you will.
It'll be like,
isn't that Moose's favorite donut? Watch, I'm going to eat it right in front of him.
Mikey V was like shocked when I did that. Right. Like, oh, my God.
It's nasty.
It's called being a heel.
Even if you think that, why admit that? But Bellotti, nice job buying Taz's donuts. Good job by you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right.
I mean, Susan, I got donuts. Okay, Pete, great.
Well, you didn't bring the money, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
I don't have any cash. I mean, check.
You could have just given Bellotti your credit card.
Oh,
you would have swiped it?
No. That's not even my digits.
What do you mean?
He already knows that.
I don't have a credit card.
But a suit too.
Burn the stripe, put the chip in, and go ahead. What you're doing is buying a dozen donuts, maybe a cup of coffees.
nah.
Like 12, 14 bucks.
No, what I'll do is, you know, next time, I mean, I'll, you know, we'll do it on the app. I'll find an app that has donuts.
Oh, there are none. We already went down this path. Don't waste time.
We did go down
it. We already went. The guy in, the guy at the water cooler is like, not again.
Not again with the app donut bit.
Right, we went down this path already.
We went down this road.
Right, you've milked that cow. No, well, a couple weeks you can get it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
I know, but Pilati wanted to make sure that he knew everybody. That was the thing that hit me. It wasn't the fact that you didn't get the donuts. And honestly, I forgot that it was your week until you even brought it up.
But, I know where you're going.
That he mentioned that he bought the donuts. He made that perfectly clear that it was him.
Yep.
You're nobody else does that.
Thank you.
Everybody else here, and when they buy the donuts, they're just sitting there. You have no idea who bought them. Mm-hmm. Pilati, I'm surprised there's not a picture on the Dunkin' Donut box of Pete.
A sign.
On it saying, I bought these donuts. Make sure to thank me.
Pete and I didn't have a cash for it. Sorry.
With a big, like a black printed arrow towards Pete Pilati's cubicle.
No, toward the,
that guy bought it.
Right now, toward the studio.
Toward the studio. Yeah,
toward the studio.
You open a box, his Twitter handle is on the inside lid of the box.
Make sure to thank Mr. Pilati.
Yeah.
If we say every Friday is Taz's Friday to buy donuts, will Pete always buy them on Friday?
Now we're on to something. Now we're definitely on to something.
Nope.
No, but Moose, you're right. He did make sure. I mean, dude, it was uncomfortable how many times the guy told me. I mean, Andrew, you heard
it. Eat one.
He was like, just go get one. I'm good right now. I have my egg white whole grain muffin sandwich here and some whey protein tablets. I'm good right now.
Oh, stop, dude.
There's a whey protein donut in that box, too.
I don't know what's worse, that story or watching Taz eat his way through the show.
That's such a lie.
What do you mean?
You're a liar.
I'm into break. It's time for my low-sodium ham and my crazy Mike bread. Crazy Dave's whole grain bread.
You can blame me for that one.
That's Mike, yeah.
It's every day.
But you got to try this bread. I'll bring a slice in for you.
I've had it. The bread is good. Yes, I've had the bread. But it's usually between the 8 and 9 a.m. hour Eastern time. Out cracks the tinfoil.
The alarm goes off.
And Taz is
feeding time.
Or he's telling me a story. My wife was so busy yesterday. She was like, I'm sorry to make your ham sandwich. She's like, honey, I got it. I'm like, back to the ham we go. I'm like, my God.
Back to the ham.
I go, you and Bisseglia should invest in this freaking company.
Mike got me hooked,
I mean,
man.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God.
Low sodium ham, high protein.
Jeez.
And that bread, it's so much fiber in that bread, it blows through you like yucca flax.
Mike,
it's unbelievable.
It's so good, Mike. It's the greatest.
I love
it. If there's anything that I've learned from you over the last 19 months, this is it. I've taken nothing else from you
as a producer. That's actually a good point.
This is the greatest thing you've affected my life with. This ham sandwich.
I was Mike as a producer. Recommends good bread.
Guy knows his bread. Knows his starches.
I mean, look at him. His biceps are bulging out of his shirt today.
It's funny to mention his shirt because he's dressed exactly like someone else who works here.
Well, our program director. Yes.
It's remarkable. It's almost.
Did you say remarkable? Is that what you said?
Are
remarkable.
I wish I was that clever. But Mike said it first, like, I'm dressed like Chernoff. And I thought, like, kind of. No. They're twins today.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, well, if you hear me, you're listening. Don't dress like your boss when you come to work because you look like a kiss ass.
Well, but Mike had no idea, though.
I don't know.
We're texting before I get in.
Hold on a second. Yeah, right.
I don't
knowing
know
that relationship, knowing the churn off Mike relationship, you're actually going to think Mike's texting Mark at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Mark, what are you wearing today?
I'm gonna go with the velvet.
Are you going with the violet purple?
It's either purple or purple.
Yeah. Nice.
The pace.
We'll take a selfie.
There's a good chance Mark Chernoff doesn't even know your name, Mike.
I would say 30%.
I think he does.
No. Stop.
Like, no, he knows. I'm getting a headache. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
No, because I wish. I mean, we got to take a photo.
Yeah, we'll take a photo.
You think Chernoff will take a photo with you?
I'll ask him. I've asked him other things before, and he said no to me. When I asked him, Voice to Three.
Well, Voice to Three.
So we'll see if he wants to do this. I'll ask. I can't guarantee he'll say yes.
He asked the boss of the whole thing to do a voiceover. Of course he's going to say no.
You don't know.
What are you talking about?
Have to try.
Boomer had him wrapped in cellophane.
Oh, that's Boomer, though. That's Boomer and Geo.
Hold on a second.
It's the number one morning show in New York.
I just recommend bread.
Come on, Moose. You know what I mean. Rubbing up against Boomer.
It's rude.
Go ahead,
just
Andrew.
Facts.
Let's go.
We're all in the same company, Moose.
I understand. Good, let's go. Let's get to the empty. Let's go. That could have went a little
deeper. I love when it becomes my fault.
It really could. It could have went a little deeper.
Nasty.
It could.
Let's get to the info. Let's go.
Well, I think
you've had it enough. I mean, geez. Right, drop the mic off. Andrew's on
his
knees.
They're the number one morning show in New York.
No one's denying that.
How is that a knock on anybody?
It has nothing to do with that comment. The comment before. Go, let's go.
Well, what's the roll comment the before?
Update. Let's go.
Am I going to get mad about
this?
Wait,
I want to know what I said.
No. No. Let's go.
Look, they're talking about me. Oh,
the guy in, Oklahoma wants to know his information. Let's go.
Here's your report. It's sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today.
You ever run into Mark Melusa?
And you were saying.
We've been waiting for this, and it's finally happening. Westbrook and James.
Yeah, I listen to it all the time.
Harden are teammates again.
No.
The original Taz and Moose. 7 years after their relationship at OKC was torn apart, the Thunder unloading Westbrook on the heels of trading away his current buddy, Paul George. Russ joining Harden in Houston with Chris Paul going to OKC, along with protected first rounders in 2024 and 26. The teams can also swap picks in 21 and 25. The Thunder have now added 8 number ones since the draft. 2 of their own first rounders are in play thanks to other trades, but if they keep them, the Thunder would have 15 first round picks between next June and 2026. Meanwhile, OKC GM Sam Presti said to be working with Paul's camp on a trade to a better situation, maybe the Heat, who were linked to Westbrook. The Texas Rangers scored 4 in the first. Lance Lynn, Katie Levin over 7. So they beat the Astros 5-0 in baseball's lone game last night. Everyone else returns from the All-Star break today. NFL officials are reportedly reverting to part-time employees as the two sides continue labor negotiations. The league probably did this as part of those negotiations and could undo the change before a new agreement is finalized. The current agreement between the NFL and the officials expires in May.
Oh, my God. You sound like a lawyer, dude. Jeez, you're an anchor.
Yeah, he's figured out the information. That's his job.
I was told to do that. And here we go again. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer meeting for the 40th time, but their first at Wimbledon since their epic 2008 final, which Nadal won in 5 sets and 4 hours.
It's just very legalese, the way he does it. That's all. That's all. Angel,
it's not conversational.
That's what I'm saying. It's just my breakdown.
Fair assessment.
As a broadcaster. That's all.
Back to you guys.
Thank you, Andrew.
Wow.
Good job. Amazing.
That went well.
It will really
look forward to see you later on.
Well done. Well done.
I got to work with this guy next week. Just be nice to him.
I am nice to him. What do you mean? What was I wrong? What did I do?
Well, because sometimes Andrew.
I still don't know what I said that made Moose angry at me.
Well, I think because we're the number one show in general. So, like, you come to our show.
No, he could. They do a great job. They're the number one show in New York. We're not on in New York.
Right, we're in the United States.
That's fine.
We're in the United States. We stream worldwide.
No, we're number one in multiple cities, I'm sure.
It was not that.
What else did I say?
I'm not going to get into it on the air. It's an off-air conversation.
All right, I'll sit till the break.
There you go.
Why is it sitting out to the break? It's just like, huh? It's just kind of getting awkward.
Well, I know what time it is, so Pete's going to start freaking out soon, and you haven't broken yet. So
where do the Rockets stand in the West? I want to hear from you at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and the Moose here on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. be listening later on in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So Russell Westbrook last night was hosting a comedy night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think less than a couple hour drive from Oklahoma City, I think it is, around that. And that started at 7:30 Central Time. He found out, or the Woj news came down. I'm sure he found out earlier than the Woj report, but it became official, semi-official, at 7:26. And Westbrook, at this comedy fest or comedy night that he was hosting, opened it, closed it, never talked about the trade, never mentioned the trade, and reportedly got a standing ovation at the end of the night.
Alrighty. I'm a little stuck on why this is not the topic. Why somebody would think Russell Westbrook would be good at hosting anything with comedy. He doesn't seem like a funny guy to me. I know he's a big star, but I'm just saying he's not a funny guy.
I don't think he's there working the room like Don Rickles.
Two Italian guys walking a bar.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing that. I think he's just there to provide the name and maybe give some young comedians an opportunity. I mean,
he's a star.
Well, people do that all the time.
They do. By the way, another star.
There are guys that host golf tournaments that can't play golf.
Yeah. You know what? Well, anyway. The thing is...
And so, I mean,
I did something with NASCAR, and I know nothing about NASCAR.
Well,
so, why they picked me, I have no idea.
Well, that's the point. Right. The point is sometimes it's a little bit of an odd pairing. From my understanding, I don't think Westbrook was working on a stand-up routine. I don't think he's going to be appearing at Caroline's in New York City next week.
It's at the brokerage on Long Island.
No, I don't. It's amazing. Instead of, why did he pick
him? He's
a huge star.
I know.
Mulcahy's is. I mean, that's not a comedian.
No, sometimes they don't. Don't they have comedy nights?
No, they have bands.
Mostly bands.
Yeah, you're not going to Mulcahy's to look who's at Mulcahy's this week. It's Chris Rock.
No, but it's.
And I like Mulcahy's. I like
great
John
spot.
And those guys. Those guys are good guys.
I live 15 minutes from now.
Yeah, I know the guys that own it. They're good people.
Oh, you know those guys?
Yeah.
We should do a live remote there. You know?
Well, we've talked about it. It's not happening. But anyway, Westbrook was doing that, and he finds out that he's ended up, it becomes official that he's going to be a member of the Houston Rockets, and handled himself well. I think for him, it's a new lease on life. And we mentioned it yesterday in terms of would Oklahoma City take care of a guy that did right by their franchise for 11 years. And in essence, they did. Because they put him with a guy that he wants to play with in Harden. They put him in, quote-unquote, probably the best winning situation. I'd rather be with Harden than Jimmy Butler down in Miami. And it's not like they got a boatload back in return. Right?
Right,
they got a 2024-2026 pick, the right to swap two other selections, and Chris Paul's god-awful contract. So, I mean, Oklahoma City did much better in the Paul George trade than they did in the Russell Westbrook trade, and that has everything to do with the big L word, and that is leverage, Taz. But they also took care of the player, which you give Oklahoma City a lot of credit for.
Absolutely.
Because they put him in a spot to win.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. I think that's the right thing. And he's played really hard for them for so long, for OKC. So it's good to see them reciprocate the right way towards him like that, and that this deal didn't go sour quick. You know, it was like, cooler heads prevailed the right way. Business was done the right way, and that's cool. I mean, hopefully, you got to feel a little bad for the OKC fan, but – hopefully things work out as they kind of try to get that thing built back up and stuff like that. And it's going to be tough for them. But, they had some big stars there for quite some time. And now that's just Gonski, no more.
Well, right. And it's what could have been. You're going to look back on it, years from now, and you're going to look at the fact that, three Hall of Fame players, Harden, Durant, and Westbrook, all started with the same franchise. Harden up in Seattle. Durant up in Seattle with the Supersonics and... the move to Oklahoma City, Westbrook. I mean, it's amazing in terms of what they had and unfulfilled potential and what happens when you have a misstep. And it was a huge misstep to trade James Harden. It was a huge misstep.
Big time.
That affected not only the NBA landscape, but Oklahoma City basketball forever. But we'll see what Russ does in Houston. We'll come back. Not good days if you're a Los Angeles Charger fan. We'll get into that next. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.